And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom, and it is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. Have you ever stopped to consider that most people who save for retirement really do it automatically? It's become a habit for those people. It was my habit for a long time, but let's go through the process. You get paid at work, right, at your W-2 job, and automatically a percentage if you've signed up for it. And again, it's a habit. Most corporate people do this. Money is automatically deducted from your check and deposited into whatever that retirement vehicle is that you have, typically a 401k, possibly an IRA. But it's on autopilot, right? The W-2 check takes a percentage of your earnings and it gets sent over to your retirement fund. Pre-tax, sure, it could be tax deferred if you've got a Roth, right? You can set it up that way. But here's the bottom line. The more you earn on your W-2 income, the more punished you become. And more on that as we go through the show. But most people don't have the Roth. They just have the traditional IRA or the traditional 401k. And in regard to tax, you can run, but you can't hide. It's now or later. Personally, I just had a really nice tax return for 2023, a little bit of money back. It's getting to be a nice perk. I will share that was not always the case, especially in my corporate America days. And the better years I had when I received those nice bonuses, those great commissions, I always owed money at the end. You see, the harder I worked, the more I made, sure, the more I got paid, but the more I paid to Uncle Sam. And let me share a little more detailed, right? A little, add some vivid color to this. But my habit was to work harder to make more money. And that was reinforced by my boss. That was reinforced by the sales quota. Sales quotas always increase. Commission plans. It was reinforced by the commission plans, and those were always amended each and every year. Funny thing when you look back, why is that? You have a great year, and then the corporate heads, the bean counters, get together and they go, wow, this person, we need to amend this so that the company gets even more, yet we can still stimulate that work habit that they have because everyone deep down is working for money. And we all realize that the harder we work, right? Work really hard, as in less time doing what you want, less quality time with your family. Work really hard equals more W-2 income. But what else does it equal? It equals a higher tax bracket. Now let's talk about habits. Habits, there's three phases to a habit. There's the cue, there's the habit, and there's the reward. Most people just focus on the habit. They don't realize there's a cue to that. But there is a cue that stimulates the habit, and the habit stimulates the reward. For me, my rewards have changed. I still have the same two habits. I still have the same two cues. I changed the strategy on the habits, and therefore I changed my rewards. Now, how did I do that? I still work really hard, but I make my money differently. I make my money via real estate investing. I make more annually as a real estate investor than I ever made in my W-2 job. It took me a while to get here, but I'm here. Last year was one of the highest income years I ever had. I wish I'd started sooner. Every real estate investor wishes they started sooner, but here we are. My overall net worth grows annually, and I invest more annually. The lesson for me, because of the tax side, is I need more write-offs. Therefore, I need more investments. Are you following that? Not only passive streams of income, but passive streams of depreciation to knock that tax burden down. Now, my taxes last year, these are fresh in mind, obviously, but I had almost $300,000 in depreciation or write-offs. I'm not a tax expert, so forgive me if I'm using the wrong vernacular, but essentially about just under $300,000. Now, my overall tax rate as a result is much, much lower than the average citizen. I will share, if this was W-2 income, I would easily be in the top income, the top percentile of tax payers in this country. And by the way, those rates are expected to go up. The current administration is campaigning on allowing the current tax cuts to expire, in case you didn't know. And they're also talking about taking the capital gains rate and making it 50%. I just want to share, that would be the destruction of the middle class. I'm not sure how you vote or how you think, but if you wipe away all the noise, you're either for higher taxes or you're not. Now, I had the same habits. Let's talk about habits. Habits are broken down into three phases. There's the cue, there's the habit itself, that's the action, and there's the reward. More often than not, no one focuses on the reward or realizes there's a reward to each and every action that we do on a daily basis. Let's take something simple, tying your shoes, right? You tie your shoes, you put your shoes on, you tie your shoes. What's the reward? I can walk properly. No one thinks about that. It's just in the back of your mind, but that's exactly what you're doing. Let's talk about mowing the lawn. Is the reward short grass? No, the reward is that my yard looks great. My yard is better than my neighbor's yard. I put fertilizer down. That's the habit, but I want my grass to be greener than everybody else. It's not that my yard is healthier. No, it looks fantastic. That's the reward. And we're going to talk about two specific habits that the conventional world engages in each and every single day. Again, cue, habit, reward. Let's pull up the cues. Cue number one, working harder to earn more. And cue number two is saving for that dignified retirement. So if we take that, I need more money, right? Cue number one, working harder, getting more money. The habit is working harder. Now, is the reward more money? It seems like that at face value. But I'm going to share with you, when you really sit down logically and have a truthful conversation with yourself, the reward, the true reward, is less time with your family, less time for you, and this is the United States, a larger tax bill. Now, let's look at that cue, habit, reward in regards to saving for retirement. The cue is we realize we will need money to support ourselves when we are old and can no longer work. That's the cue. The habit, well, what they teach is invest 20% of your earnings into a 401k or an IRA. And by the way, start very young. Now, the reward. Here's the myth, okay? Hate to burst everybody's bubble, but here's the myth, is that you will have a dignified retirement. The real reward is maybe you will have a dignified retirement. But that was my habit. That was my habit for 25 years. It's the same habit that millions of people each and every day follow. But when you look at it, if you want to change the habit or adjust the habit, you must adjust the outcomes. You must adjust the reward. So my cues in life haven't changed, right? Let's look at retirement again. My cue for knowing that I will need money when I'm old and can no longer work remains the same. What I did was I altered my investment strategy. I still invest earnings today at a much, much greater rate than 20% of my earnings. Much greater. I struggled at the W-2 corporate job to do 20% of my earnings because a huge chunk of my check was going to the IRS, and it was difficult to take the next big chunk, which was your retirement, and then you have that little piece left over, and that's what you got to pay your bills on, and you hope there's a little piece so that you can have some free time. You can have some quality time and spend it with your family. But by adjusting the habit, my reward changed. Here's what my reward turned into. Cash flow that will more than pay for a dignified retirement. Cash flow that increases annually, and a net worth that increases each and every year. So I still have the two Qs, right? The two Qs haven't changed. Q1, I want more money. Q2, I want a great retirement. I have adjusted the habits associated with each, and therefore my rewards are now very, very different. So the lesson is, if you want a different outcome, right, you've got to focus on that reward. You've got to focus on the outcome, and that will allow you, that will give you the sense, the understanding to adjust that habit. Let's take, why do people brush their teeth at the same time every day, right? Is it because they go, my gosh, my mouth is a cesspool of bacteria? No, they're brushing their teeth. That's the habit. But the reward really is minty freshness in your mouth, right? Fresh breath, those first few breaths, right? Those first few breaths, if you brush your teeth before you go to bed, you just feel fresher. So the reward really is the mint spike. It's not the fact that people really think their mouths are so foul, they've got to brush immediately. We'll be right back on the other side with habits.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. I'm here to help. And if you send me a question, if I can get it on the air, I absolutely will. I'm a real estate investor, both single family homes and apartment communities. I began 13 years ago, and I'm a partner in thousands of doors of real estate. It's been fantastic, but I began at the free workshop that we offer, and that's where basically I tuned in and wanted to see what Lifestyles Unlimited was all about. If you'd like to do the same, you can sign up for a free workshop at freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's not a video, it's interactive. I suggest if you've got a spouse or partner in your life that both of you attend and get your questions answered there, and they'll show you literally our models and methods for investing in real estate. And you can look at that and decide if that's something for you and how you can change your life. It's real. Thousands of us have done it, and thousands of us continue to do it all across this great country. Now, if you want to break a habit, you've got to focus on the outcome of the habit. You've got to focus on what you might call the reward of the habit. And earlier I was talking about two specific habits, primarily working harder to get more money, and secondly, setting money aside for retirement, because your cue is that you want a dignified retirement when you're older, right? And so that's your cue, and you're setting that money aside pretty much on autopilot is how millions of people out there do it. So you've got cue, habit, and reward. You don't change the cue. The cue doesn't change. You change the strategy of the habit, and therefore you change the reward. So to change a habit, you got to focus on the outcomes. Now to my retirement, I never changed the habit of wanting to create that dignified retirement. Really, what I did was I understood that habit was to have money in my elderly years. I changed the reward. My reward became reliable cash flow and no guessing as to if or when I could retire. Now, here's my million-dollar question. How did I change the reward? I changed the reward because I focused on, quite literally, the greatest investment vehicle in the world today, rental real estate. Single family real estate ownership, in my opinion, is the greatest asset class on the planet. And if that's not the greatest asset class, send me an email. I'd like to know what the greatest asset class is. But I'm telling you, rental, single family specifically, real estate ownership is the greatest class. You know what the most resilient asset class in the world is today? Real estate. 70% of the world's millionaires are there thanks to real estate in the world. Now, many of those folks are what I would describe as an accidental millionaire. What is that? Well, they become a millionaire through their personal home. They own their personal home for 30 or 40 years. They pay it off. And lo and behold, that home or homestead or land is now worth greater than $1 million. Or maybe their home's worth $500,000 and their 40 years of putting into their 401k is worth $500,000. They're a millionaire. Took a long, long time. But a lot of that is that personal home, right? Everybody knows that. Everyone knows and believes that their personal home over time, if paid off, will be worth much, much more than it was 4 or 5 decades prior. What I find crazy is that if everyone understands that model of the personal home as something that's going to make you hundreds of thousands of dollars, why don't people duplicate that model? Just duplicate what you're doing on your personal home and put it into rental real estate, single family properties. Real estate itself is a massive asset class. There's a lot of sub assets. But if you look at real estate as a whole, there's commercial, industrial, retail, residential, land, development, multifamily, and residential. What we focus on are the last two classes, multifamily and single family residential real estate. Why? Many reasons. I have 10 reasons why we use real estate to change the rewards, right? We still have those two cues, but we're using real estate to change the rewards, right? The strategy of rental real estate, providing a great place to live for a great resident. Number one, low cost of entry. You can get into residential real estate these very easily at a low cost. These sub assets are not just for the big players. Easy processes to learn. They're very simple. This is where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. It's very forgiving. Mistakes practically self-correct over time. Keep in mind, home values historically double every 10 years. If someone paid 50% too much, and I don't advise that, but let's just say someone paid 50% too much for a real estate asset, in 10 years, they would still be 50% ahead. That's pretty good, right? I don't advise paying too much, but that's just how forgiving real estate is. Monthly, repetitive, predictable cash flow. That's what's left over after all the bills are paid on the rental property. Equity capture. Yes, we teach you to buy a distressed asset. Once it's restored, that asset will be more worth more than what you paid. It will be more than what you paid for the asset plus the rehab cost. That difference is equity capture. Mortgage pay down. You don't pay the principal. Your resident pays the principal. Imagine investing in something where you borrowed to buy it and you're not even having to pay the note back. The resident pays the note back. By the way, the resident's also paying the insurance, the interest, and the taxes. It's all included in the rent. Reason number 7 for real estate, appreciation. I call appreciation the silent millionaire maker. It's not the primary reason why. However, our assets appreciate over time, sometimes quite rapidly, but we're not buying for appreciation only. It's just kind of there in the background. Tax advantages. Did I mention how great the taxes are? Just go back and listen to my first segment of the show. Let's talk about demand for a second. Think of it like this. Your renter is really your client, your customer, your resident. They have 3 choices. They can buy a house to live in, they can rent a place to live, or they can be homeless. Buying a home today in the country is as difficult as it has ever been. Not the process, but it's difficult because of the higher interest rates, which are really normal interest rates over the long term, but the high home values, and home values are not coming down. Did I mention that there's not enough clean, functional real estate in this country for people to live in? There is incredible demand. And when you have demand, the values stay high. Therefore, there are more renters as a percentage today. That percentage of renters continues to climb. So scarcity, demand, it's only reason number 10 why real estate is so fantastic. Now let's take a minute and talk about training your brain in how you view net worth properly. Most people think of a millionaire, they think of somebody who has $1 million liquid, right? $1 million. Those are unsophisticated thinkers. And I don't mean to use unsophisticated derogatory, but unsophisticated really is because we don't teach financial competence purposely in our education system. We teach you to be a worker. We teach everybody to be a worker. We don't teach people to think independently or to create wealth independently. So therefore, most people, when they think of a millionaire, they go, oh, that's somebody who's got $1 million right there in the bank. Nothing could be further from the truth. Very few, and I'm talking about your typical millionaires, not your super millionaires, very few millionaires have $1 million in the bank. I will tell you, the ones that do are sweating it because the last thing they want is $1 million in the form of dollars just sitting there doing nothing. The savvy millionaire would be scrambling to convert that $1 million into a cash flowing real estate. Really, the only thing a savvy millionaire thinks about if they have $1 million in the bank is how can they turn that $1 million into $3 million or $5 million or more. So therefore, the majority of millionaires practically never have $1 million in the bank. Again, I'm talking about typical millionaires, not super millionaires. But the unsophisticated, it's all about how much money you have in the bank. Why do athletes and rock stars who are 21, 22 years old and suddenly sign a contract and they have millions of dollars that literally gets handed to them, why do they end up broke? Because they're unsophisticated. We don't teach financial competence at any level in this country. And so those young folks, it's not their fault. They view money in the bank as net worth. Technically, they're correct, but money in the bank to the unsophisticated is temporary. Money in the bank to the unsophisticated is meant to be spent. Smart millionaires think long term. Unsophisticated folks think short term. If a typical millionaire doesn't have $1 million in the bank, where's the money? The money is in assets. Imagine $1 million bills. They're all in different forms. They're in land. They're in real estate. They're in assets. They're in investments. So my point is, net worth is not about money in the bank. It's about total value of assets and cash flow. Wealthy people buy streams of income. Unsophisticated people buy stuff. That's why money in the bank is more often than not temporary. It's fleeting, right? It's money to be spent. To the contrary, to the sophisticated, to the savvy, to the educated, the financially educated, that money doesn't need to be sitting around. It's not doing anything for you. It's meant to be invested and deployed. That's why I want you to train your brain on how you are viewing net worth. I will share with you this. Many millionaires I know drive five-year-old cars or older than that. Many millionaires I know only have one personal home. Yeah, there's a few I know that have that awesome second home, that vacation home, that lake house. I will also share with you this. Savvy millionaires, they're not spending their money on stuff. They're spending their money on memories, not on toys. Do I have a boat? No. But many, and hey, I'm not throwing darts at anyone who has a boat. If you got a boat, I hope you're enjoying it instead of just once or twice a year. I hope you're actually using it. But many, many times, I've rented a boat. Some of these boats worth millions of dollars. We have a great time. We came to do what we came to do, and then we hand the keys back. I once rented a 60-foot houseboat for a week. In Cabo, I was with a group of us, and we chartered an 85-foot fishing yacht worth millions. Why? For the memories. You know what I'm glad I don't own? A 60-foot houseboat. That's what I'm glad I don't own. Is my house paid off? No. I have a 3% interest rate. Could I pay my house off if I wanted? Sure. But then what? Where can you go get free money for 3%? Now, we'll share with you, in the past, I pulled money out of my house. Yes, I know I'm talking sacrilegious material to many, many of you out there. Out of my personal house, I have pulled money out. Once, I actually have done it twice. Once, to invest $100,000 in a multifamily property. This was a few years back. That $100,000 in my net worth today is worth over $400,000, by the way. Do you think that was a good move, or should I have paid that $100,000 down on my house? I think if you're listening to me here, you know that was a good move. I once pulled six figures out of the value of my house, a refinance, to build two patios in my backyard, incredible patios, flagstone, the separate kitchen, the separate seating area, eating area, fireplace, TVs, more than one, custom lighting. But I don't consider that spending money on stuff. I consider it spending on memories. We have people over all the time to entertain. If you're near my house, come visit. I'm in Keller, Texas. We'd love to have you over, and we can watch a ball game one Saturday morning. Train your brain on how you view net worth. And in doing so, you're going to change those strategies within your habit, right? Remember, it's cue, habit, and reward. But if you're training your brain on viewing the net worth, you're going to change your reward. You're going to change that investment strategy. So the cues stay the same, wanting more money and wanting a dignified retirement. I'm going to give you a simple recipe to change the reward. Here it is. Start with a small, good choice and compound that choice. One rent house, not going to retire you. It's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 isn't going to retire you, but it's a start. What you have to do is you just have to make one good choice for yourself today. Make another good choice tomorrow. And remember that the success you share today is based on a series of good decisions that you made yesterday, and you compounded over time and stacked those decisions one on top of another. And while you're changing that reward, you're going to create cash flow. You're going to compound the cash flow. You're going to reinvest. You're going to repeat, and you're going to enjoy the rewards. More time, more quality time doing what you want or spending time with your family. That cash flow that comes in, you're going to answer that question. Am I? Will I have a dignified retirement? That's a tough question today in this country. It's tougher today than ever before, because remember, the system is gamed against you. They want you to be a worker. They don't want you to be independent, and they sure don't want you to have financial freedom. Your tomorrow is decided today. And always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.